Hello and welcome to day 8 of our course, and today it's all about gratitude. All truly successful people in life are continually grateful. Gratitude is a magnetic force that attracts in not only the good things you want, but the gifts that you are destined to receive. We've talked a lot about attention and concentration, and the truth is you hold your world together with your attention. Whatever you pay attention to appears in your consciousness. The more attention you give it, the more information will appear in your mind. You've heard me say, where attention goes, energy flows. Well, to be grateful, you must be focusing your mind on what is great in your life. To have continuous gratitude, you must be constantly focused on the best, and this sets up a magnetic pull. And we've also mentioned how powerful thoughts are. Every single thought you think sets up a magnetic force, good or bad, depending on the content of each thought. The choice is entirely up to you. You can attract lack or abundance, success or failure, happiness or unhappiness. Success creates more success. Gratitude can set up a powerful chain of events and put you in a vibration to receive the things you really want. Now, science proves that everything in our universe is energy. The law of vibration states that everything is energy. Put anything under a high-powered microscope and it's all just a field of energy and a rate of vibration. Like vibrations attract like vibrations. There is nothing better you can do than to increase your own personal level of energy. Anytime you're not totally energetic, vibrant and alive, it's only because you're doing something to cut yourself off from your source. We know that we live in a vibrational universe. We know that science and spirituality are coming together more and more. There's all this research on the flow and that universal flow and the fact that you are energy, that your thoughts are energy, that everything vibrates and is made of light and energy. So all thoughts and feelings create a biochemical change inside your body, which subsequently changes the outside world around you. So it's all energy vibrating at different levels. A rock is energy, as is every material thing, from your house to a boat to a Ferrari. Even your relationships are energetic. The vibration you're putting out is calling and attracting the results that you're getting. Because of movies like The Secret and the What the Bleep movies, more and more people are becoming acquainted with quantum physics. Quantum physics states that you're a field of energy in a larger field of energy. That larger field of energy is often referred to as the quantum hologram, or the flow, or the quantum field. In 1960, Carl Pribram, a leading neurophysiologist from Stanford University, put forward his groundbreaking theory for the holographic storage of memory. He said that memory was not stored in a specific location in the brain, but rather was stored holographically throughout the entire nervous system. In fact, it's now believed that the universe is one giant hologram, of which we're all interconnected. So perhaps the holodeck in Star Trek isn't that far off the truth. In quantum physics, the number one law and principle that's accepted is the observer effect. In other words, you get what you're looking for. Pribram actually won a Nobel Prize for proving that there is nothing outside of you that isn't your own projection. Science proves to us over and over that thoughts can be measured as flashes of energy, information and intelligence. When you think a particular thought, it releases an energy through every cell in your body and even extends out beyond your body. Add in the power of emotion and you've got one massive release of energy. This all gives new meaning to the phrase, as a man thinketh, so is he. So gratitude can set up a powerful release of energy that can attract in what you want from the quantum field. So if I say to you, appreciate what you already have in your life, you may say, but I'm not a success in life. But that's only because you compare yourself to other people who can appear to be more successful. The truth is that you most probably have some areas of your life that are a success by anybody's standards. For example, often people want to be like celebrities or movie stars that they admire. And they say things like, if only I could trade places with those people. But most of the time, you know all is not what it seems. People in the limelight can have reached the top and end up hating the view. They can have more problems than the average person. But the winners of our world understand the laws of appreciation and gratitude. Whatever you appreciate, appreciates. Obviously, I'm not suggesting that everything is as you want it to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this course. But no matter who you are, things could always be worse. Now, once again, I repeat, this does not mean that you don't want to improve. But along the way, if you improve in a state of gratitude, you'll be infinitely more successful. It's just a universal law. When you enter into a state of gratitude, you're focusing on the good life, and that allows you to relax and begin to experience a deeper, more spiritual part of yourself. You automatically return to a natural state that's inherent, a state of faith, certainty, and expectation. In all, there are three levels of gratitude. Number one, these are the things that you're grateful for in your past. These have made you into the person you are today. Number two, the things you're grateful for now, in the present moment. And three, the things you're grateful for in the future. And here's what I want you to do. Just for a few moments, I want you to think of these three levels. Go ahead and just begin to have a think about the things that you're grateful for in your past. And I want you to be grateful for one positive and one negative event from your past. Because these have made you into the person you are today. I'm sure we can all look back, even on so-called negative experiences that have happened to us, only to realize that some of these things were meant to happen, to build our character and allow us to go deep within and access the resources of our unconscious. If we change the meaning of certain past events, the negative emotions attached to them can actually disappear. So I want you to be mindful of something from your past that you consider to be mildly negative for now, and find a positive learning experience there somewhere. If you search deep enough with an open mind, you'll discover that everything, no matter how bad it may seem on the surface, no matter how negative at the time, can have powerful lessons that can really benefit you in the future. So go ahead and just give yourself that gift right now. Find that lesson. It's there. I want you to go ahead and write down as many things as you can that you're grateful for in your life right now. What are the things, who are the people that perhaps you've forgotten? Because there's so much that we take for granted. Our health, our time, our family, our friends. And all of the small things matter. Imagine if you could approach your day and interactions from a state of gratitude. Do you think it would impact your results? Well, absolutely. You'll find it will make a massive difference. You'll be so much more efficient and productive. And a lot of this stress, anxieties, and problems will recede into the background. So I want you to take a few moments now and just write out as many of those positive things that you're grateful for. Remember, all the small things matter. And go ahead and do that now. Okay, let's focus now on the things that you're grateful for in the future. You know, true success is when you come from a state of gratitude for the wonderful things that have yet to appear in your life. These things that haven't even arrived yet. Because you know that great things are on the way to you. Even the person that you're growing into, that you're becoming, be grateful for that. So what are you grateful for that's coming into your life? And again, just take a few moments out just to write that down. Okay. Now, you may say that certain goals haven't arrived yet, that they're still out there in the future. But the truth is, according to one of life's greatest laws, it's already here. You already have it. And if you can believe that, in that state of gratitude, then it will just be a matter of time before it actually appears in real life. Because the moment you accept that you have it, it's formed in your consciousness. Remember, vividly imagined and reality are one and the same. So remember, entering into this state of gratitude will ensure that your current situation continues just to get better and better. It doesn't take much character to be grateful when the finish line is in sight. True character is when you're grateful and you can't yet see the light, yet you continue to believe. So gratitude is, in fact, belief and expectation in action. Being grateful in advance attracts in your prosperous and abundant future. So gratitude is true mastery. So every morning when you wake up, the first words out of your mouth should be, thank you, that you're so thankful to be alive. And then the intelligence or the quantum field says, give them even more life. That's what they're asking for. Whereas most people, of course, say the wrong mantra straight away. Another day of struggle, perhaps in a life that they hate. Remember, you cannot think bad thoughts and be in a state of gratitude. In fact, if you look at the functional brain scan of a person showing gratitude, it's like the whole brain has a light switched on. The unconscious and conscious are completely turned on. But ask a person to turn their attention to their problems and to the negativity and to worry and anxiety, that same brain switches off, which means that they're separated from their greater mind. So can you give thanks for the things in your past that have allowed you to become the person that you've grown into now? Can you give thanks for all of the great things that you take for granted in your life right now? And can you give thanks for things that you don't have yet, but within the infinite intelligence and quantum field exists as a potential? If you really display those levels of gratitude, what is the signal that the body and mind is sending out to the environment and indeed to everybody that you meet? Well, that it's already happened. So just to recap, gratitude can set up a powerful chain of events that puts you in a vibration to attract the things that you want. Your home play is to work on those three levels of gratitude. The things you're grateful for in your past, the things you're grateful for now, and the things you're grateful for in the future. Remember, whatever you appreciate, appreciates. Have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.